I mean, is it possible that whatever might have come down to this planet a long time ago, or still does, that they were the ones perceived as being the gods?
Well, I think it's possible, but I don't think it's likely, because in older times, people sort of knew what gods were. They understood what a true visionary experience was, and that it wasn't simply something in their head, but it was the opening of a higher world. And through that world would come a gift. And this was understood. You know, like the Kachinas of the Pueblo Indians. In a certain sense, you can look at those as UFO aliens. I mean, they have funny things on their heads, like space, you know, like...
Right, or objects that look like craft.
Yeah, but in reality, these are spiritual beings who, you know, bring various gifts and even social forms to people who are open to them. And I think to look at them as UFO aliens is simply dragging it down to a too material level, and it's also mixing, you know, the kind of activity of, you know, what you'd have to say, angelic activity with demonic activity.
Do you believe, Charles, that this deception is continuing right now?
Undoubtedly. I just don't know. I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist beyond a certain level.
Well,
so
I
do not follow, you know, what people say about who might be up to what when it comes to doing deceptions around UFO phenomena. I just looked at the information that came to me mostly from Valet, but also from Mac and others, and I said to myself, well, it's understandable. I can understand that these could be physical craft and also psychic, because if they're coming from a psychic world and they can impinge upon the physical world temporarily but not stay here for long, that sort of explains that. But what is this deception business? It does seem to be something that is attempting to create...
confusion.
Well, confusion, but it creates a myth that puts religion in the shadow, puts the sense of the actual... concrete relationship between the human soul and God in the shadow.
Well, that comes back, though, to the original question, then. What do they want? What are they doing?
Well, essentially...
Regardless of where they may be coming from.
They want to divert us from God because they like fascinating us. They want us to worship them, essentially, instead of God.
Then they are demons. They are devils.
Those are demons. I mean, there are other beings that you may encounter... from that same level of existence, who do not have that agenda. They just happen, you know, something happens to your consciousness, or as an anomalous interdimensional thing occurs, and you will see them, and they're not necessarily doing evil at all. They're just doing their thing, and you happen to have looked into their world.
Do you think...
But the ones that do the abductions and a lot of the UFO phenomena we're talking about do appear to be demons.
Do you think all the ufologists who... are going in a totally different direction than you are, that they're all wrong?
Well,
the Stanton Friedmans, the late John Max, all of them?
In
Bud Hopkins?
I would think not necessarily wrong in what they have found as researchers, not necessarily wrong in the data they have collected, but in terms of the ultimate interpretation, yes, I think they're wrong.
Well, there are others who will back you, Charles. There are others who believe exactly the way you do, that these visitations are demonic. Nobody knows exactly where they may be coming from. They might be coming from other dimensions. They might be coming from, heck, a hole in the hollow earth, if that's possible.
Not likely.
No, I agree, not likely. But there are some people out there that would staunchly accept your thoughts that these things are demonic, that these beings are demonic, and that they have a different motivation for us than we think.
Well, you know, it's interesting. After I wrote The System of Antichrist, which is where these books came from, I opened the Quran, and I found that it actually said, and this is what I had said in my own book, that the jinn can become more or less addicted to human worship.
Yeah, well, I was...
And this actually corrupts them. Our tendency to worship them takes them away from what they're supposed to be doing in their relationship to God, and you know, gets them excited about being worshipped by us. Like what can happen to a celebrity, you know what I mean?
They like the power.